Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Sanhedrin Lamed Hei, Sanhedrin 35a, pagination is 69. We're going to start midway on the page towards the end of a line, Lefikach Ein Danin, which is a quote from the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amar Aleph. The Mishnah was discussing contrast between Dine Mamonis, financial court cases, and Dine Nefashos, capital court cases. And the Mishnah said, Dine Mamonis, Gomrim Bo Bayom, Bein Lizchus, Bein Lechova. Financial matters are completed on that very day. They could hear the case, debate it, and issue a ruling. Ben lizchus ben lechova, whether it's good or bad, whether it's finding him innocent or guilty makes no difference. They're allowed to issue the ruling on the same day. Dine nefashos, but if it's a capital case, gomrim bo bayom lizchus, they're allowed to complete it on the same day if they are ruling innocent. Uvayom shala acharov lechova. But if they want to issue a guilty ruling, they have to wait till the following day. They have to sleep on it. Think it through. See if they change their mind. Because a capital case is that serious. Person can be killed. You have to know that indeed you're convinced of their guilt. Lefikach, therefore, since it requires that they issue the ruling the next day, ain't done it. You're not allowed to have the court case, lo be'erev Shabbos, v'lo be'erev Yom Tov, not on Friday, because it's the day before Shabbos, and not on a day before a Yom Tov, because the sequence here is not going to work. You're going to be hearing the case, debating the case, finalizing the case on the Friday or the Erev Yom Tov, and the following day is not a day that you're able to implement the ruling and act upon the guilty verdict in this capital case. And therefore, Friday and Erev Yom Tov are not eligible days for judging Dine Nefashos. Let's take a look at our Gemara as we consider all the possibilities and reach the conclusion that the Mishnah so succinctly outlined. Lefikach ein danin, quote from the Mishnah, therefore we do not judge cases of capital nature on Friday. My time, why not? Mishum delo efsha, because it's a logistical thing. There's no way it's going to work, because there are so many considerations which emerge as we develop it. Hechi li avid, what would you like us to do? L'dayni b'ma'alei shabato, do you want us to judge the case on Friday? V'ligmurei l'dinei b'ma'alei shabato, and be able to complete the case on that Friday, assuming that he's potter, innocent? D'mochazutam l'chova, maybe they'll come to the other conclusion, which is that he's guilty. And there's a halacha that you have to sleep on your conclusion before you issue it on the following day. You can't act on it with group momentum, so to speak, on the same day that you heard the case. We have a Mishnah in Avos in the first perek, have a misunim badin, be slow in judging. And that's this concept that's mentioned over here. The Gemara, in fact, cites two particular sources, psukim, for this concept. It's a few lines above where we started. Tzedek yalinba, justice, righteous justice, was something that they aged overnight. Yalinba. They waited overnight, and that was considered righteous justice. Ve'atamirachtschim. But now they're murderers. Now they kill people on the same day that they heard the case. Another source, Ishru Chamotz. Ishru Dayin Shemechamet says Dino, fortunate, lucky, praiseworthy, is a judge that lets his case become chametz, become leavened, delayed, as opposed to matzah, that you act with great speed, alacrity. Chametz is you let it age. Obviously, the other extreme is not acceptable either, where a person just delays it, stalling, lazy, bureaucratic. It's not good. It has to move along, but there's such a concept with precision of aging it overnight, because that's productive, that's useful, that gives a person a clearer perspective and avoids misjustice, injustice. Okay, so the Gemara is considering the different possibilities, and Friday, and then implementing it on the same day is not available to us. It has to have Alon as din. It has to go to the next day. L'dayni b'malei Shabbata v'ligmurei b'Shabbata. So judge it on Friday and finish it on Shabbos. V'lakatli b'Shabbata. And kill the person on Shabbos if that's the conclusion that they're guilty. Ein ritzicha doches ha-Shabbos. So we have a rule that Bezdin killing the guilty party does not push away the laws of Shabbos, and Netilas Neshama, killing even an insect, is not allowed on Shabbos, not allowed to kill a person on Shabbos, even in the case of where you'd be allowed to kill them, it'd be a mitzvah to kill them because of the great grievous crime, whatever it was that they did, but you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. V'lekatle l'urta. So why don't you kill them that night? Meaning, Motzoei Shabbos, after Shabbos is over, kill them. And apparently that would still have been considered the same day, even though it's after Shkia, it's after Tzeis HaKochavim, it's after nightfall, but apparently that would have been sufficient to be the next day. We're not saying push it off to Sunday right now. That's not the suggestion. It's the night after Shabbos. And this, it's worthy of mentioning, is an interesting topic of how do days work. Generally, we work from the concept of sunrise or pre-sunrise from Nates all the way to Shkia or to Tzeis HaKochavim to sunset. Basically, we refer to it as sunrise to sunset is the Jewish day. Sometimes, though, that's not the way the day functions. You have this question, for example, by Birchas HaTorah, the blessings on the Torah. How long does it go? It goes from the morning until the person goes to sleep at night. The Birchas HaTorah is not something that has to be renewed after sunset, because it's a new day. It follows the cycle of the person. Likewise, there's a discussion regarding Mea Brachos, the 100 Brachos that a person is supposed to recite each day. So one understanding is from morning to night, meaning the way we operate a day cycle in our lives, not necessarily a halachic day cycle, although the other approach is also something to consider, where we discuss that on a Shabbos you would be short a certain number of brachas because the Shmona Esreis have less brachas. They only have 7 brachas instead of the 19 that we have during the week. But over here you see that L'Urta would have been considered the same day. It would be the day after they heard the case, and they would issue the ruling, and that night they would be able to implement it. The Gemara answers, Neged HaShemesh Ba'inan, you need it to be by sunlight, by daylight, and therefore the nighttime wouldn't have worked. V'ligmre L'dina B'Shabbata. So why don't you finish the judgment on Shabbos, hear the case on Friday, let it go overnight, finalize it on Shabbos, v'lekatle b'chad b'shabbato, and kill the person on Sunday. So the Gemara answers, nimtza atama ane esdino, that's being painful with the judgment. If you wait because there's still hope, so the person is hoping to be exonerated. He'll be found innocent. It's worth waiting. That's his focus. He's going to be innocent. But once the ruling is in and he's guilty, so that's ma'ana estina, that's very painful. He's just waiting to be killed. You're not allowed to do that to a person. Nedaini b'male shabbata v'nigmere b'chad b'shabbata. So why don't you hear the case on Friday and just not reconvene the Beis Din? Just wait till Sunday. So like this Friday is not a lost day for the court. And the Gemara answers, that's not acceptable because minchi tai mayhu, people will forget their reasoning. It has to be fresh enough in their mind, and that's why it's literally the next day that's required for them to regroup. Afal gav d'shnei sofri adayonim omdim lefneim v'kosfim divrei amazakim v'divrei amechayvin. I know you're going to point out to me that there are records of where they were on record, whether they were saying he's innocent or guilty, and there are records of all this. Nihide bepuma kasvin, they write whatever people can express. Liba de inchi inchi, but what's in the person's heart, he's going to forget. Hilkach lo efshar, you can't set it up that the next time they're going to convene is going to be skipping a day. It has to be that they were able to meet again the following day after they slept on it and are able to issue their ruling. And therefore, once we've explored all the possibilities, we recognize the ruling of the Mishnah that Friday and Erev Yom Tov are not days which are eligible to try capital crimes. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.